divide it up with your divide it up with your neighbors.
Yeah.
So rather
because a lot some of them just give me the pig food.
Yeah, right.
When they cook and the uh-huh. pig food, they uh-huh. gave it to me.
Yeah.
So I share the meat.
To share it back and forth. That's nice. That's very nice.
Randy, look out in the back and see some garbage thing.
So you have 10 now. Yeah. You have a pretty big lot.
Chiren?
No, a lot. No, the hogs. I mean, you have a pretty big hog lot. Do you have a shelter in there for them too? How far away is that?
Good way.
Uh huh. I see. And do you go over there every day?
Yeah, I like it.
Uh huh. But you're not making. You have no plans to slaughter any of them right now. I'm just going to keep them because your kids don't like
don't
hog
like
meat.
The meat.
No, I never heard of that. They don't like hog meat. I'm surprised. I thought everybody liked pork. No, that's a shame. You never raised goats? You raised goats?
Yeah.
And how about?
I got about 12 goats.
12 goats. Tell how do you process them?
Well, they carry them out every morning and bring them in at night.
Uh-huh. Take them out to the.
In the
field,
yeah.
They tether them up there. They tie them
on the mountainside, uh-huh. and bring them down in the afternoon.
Uh-huh. Do they tie them? They tie them up out there. They tie them up out there.
Yes, they tie.
Uh-huh. And then who does this for you?
One my son.
One of your sons do it. I see.
He's not my son.
Okay, all right, okay. But one of your sons does. Takes him up on the mountain. Take them up in the morning and bring them back at night.
Yeah.
And where do you keep them at night?
Huh?
Where do you keep them at night? You have a... cattle, cows?
Well, I did that a long time when my father had cow. I know I used to have to go in the mountain
mm-hmm.
and help him, give them water.
Uh-huh.
And move them out,
uh-huh.
and he will milk, and we bring down the milk to sell.
I see, and you kept them up there all the yeah. Those mountains up there, you walked all the way up in those
yeah.
mountains. That's a long way, isn't it?
It might look long, but it ain't long.
It isn't. No. Looks long from the road. Okay. Well, what's your last name again? With one T or two T's? And the community is called the town here. This is
Mansion.
You live in Mansion. And the parish?
Christ the Parish.
Now, there's just one more thing I'd like you to do for me, and then I'm going to go away and leave you alone.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to do one thing for me. I want you to pronounce some words for me, and this is to compare. See, I want to compare the way you say words to people in Molyneux and people in St. Paul's and people in Sandy Point. See what I mean? To start out, I'd like you to speak loudly now, if you can, and I'd like you to count from 1 to 14.
From 1
to 14? Yeah, take your hand away from your mouth. Yeah, yeah, right.
1.
Yeah, go ahead.
2,
yeah.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Good. Now what I'd like you to do is say the days of the week.
The days of the week are Sunday, Monday,
louder.
Tuesday,